Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, scoring some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Lucille barged in on a village council meeting shouting for Cecil. She was asked to leave but refused, so Cecil physically forced her out. She begged him to return home, but he said he was considering divorce and returned to the meeting, where Sister Patsy was overly consoling to him. Monica warned her to leave Cecil alone and not take advantage of the situation. As we return, June and Cecil are talking.
When the other report comes out, cervical cancer is going
to... Your mother completely embarrassed herself by barging into the meeting.
That, can't you see that mom is hurting? Huh? In the past, she would have never carried on like that.
June, am I to blame for this?
She needs you.
And what about my peace of mind? What if I have a stroke or heart attack because of all of this stress?
But you don't even want to consider counseling that?
At our age, Why would I go to counseling?
That is why you need to go to counseling. You and Mom are not at an age where you can just leave one marriage and find someone else.
There are many women who are interested in me.
Like Sister Patsy.
Sister Patsy has become a dear friend of mine, and I appreciate her.
Yes, but I will not entertain you and her being anything more than that.
Why? Isn't she a woman?
Dad.
I mean, we pride ourselves on not discriminating. What makes Sister Patsy different from many other women?
Because she has a reputation in this village, Dad.
I suppose people don't change.
What? Sister Patsy has slept around in this village and is probably still doing it.
Have you any evidence of this? Have you seen her sleeping with these people?
It's not like she does much to hide it.
Well, she has never behaved inappropriately with me.
Man, wait, Dad, wait. You seriously considering Sister Patsy?
I'm not considering anyone, June. I'm simply saying that we ought to be careful with the way we judge people. I'm sure James can attest.
Right. Look, I really think you need to consider moving back home. This arrangement can't go on for much longer.
Are you asking me to leave?
No, but I'm afraid Mom will die of grief if you don't go back home.
And bury her we will.
Dad!
It's either me or her.
That's cold, Dad. Very cold.
Inside! Anybody there? Inside! Coletta, are you in there? Coletta! It's Wong! Coletta, I thought you're dead in there, girl. You know how long I'm out here calling?
We want Chinese.
Like you get cold, girl? How you talking so?
I'm sleeping.
Oh?
Why are you here?
You gonna left me stand up out here? Everybody was asking for you at the last village council meeting, so I decided to come and check up on you.
The village chairman called me earlier. I told him I would be at the next meeting.
So is what going on? How sudden saw nobody seeing you?
It's just one meeting I miss, Wong.
Yeah, but you're not even send no excuse or nothing. You sure everything all right?
Yes.
You're not sound too sure?
Man, it's like, come you come here for mind me business.
All right, Sally.
If you want to know is wrong, Ignatius go for kill me.
We can talk to people about their diet.
It's some lovely split pea soup I made this morning, Cecile. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all. This looks and smells good. Thank you, Sister Patsy.
It's a pleasure, Cecile. I saw June at the health center earlier.
Oh.
She seemed upset with me.
We had a little squabble earlier.
About Lucille?
Yes. She is insisting that I move in back and go to counseling. But I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
She has to respect my wishes.
Is she asking you to leave her house?
Not in so many words, but the hints are far from subtle. At first, she said I can stay here for as long as I wanted. But that seems to have changed.
I can't believe June would dash your own father out.
Well, I have started looking for a place to rent.
Man, Cecil, a man of your age shouldn't be looking to pay rent. I told you already you could move in with me.
I don't know, Sister Patsy.
All I would expect you to do is contribute to the light, phone, water, and food.
It might not be the wisest thing to do. Might do more harm than good to the village council.
I just want to help a fellow councilor out. What's wrong with her?
People might assume that we are in some kind of sexual relationship. And with my divorce not even filed yet, I'm sure even you don't want that kind of scandal.
I don't really care about what people have to see.
Well, for me, it will only aggravate the situation, and that is the last thing I want.
But you will have your own room and all the privacy you need.
Still.
At least, promise me you're going to think about it.
Okay, I promise.
Cecil, I want to ask you something.
What?
You know I'm very fond of you, right?
Yes.
At any point, would you ever consider me?
Sister Patsy, I'm very flattered. But I don't want to jump into another relationship when Lucille and I are far from over. You understand, don't you?
I do. And that's why I respect you.
I do value your friendship, however. Very much.
Dad! Oh, Sister Patsy, I didn't realize you were here. Again.
Nice to see you, June.
How are things at the clinic today, love?
Okay. Sister Patsy, were you just leaving?
Actually, Cecil and I were just having a nice conversation.
Well, I just came home to pick up something. I could give you a lift on my way back to the health center.
It's not too far a distance. I have to go, June. I'll walk.
Oh, I insist, Sister Patsy.
Really, June?
I insist.
Oh? Okay.
I'll be ready in a minute.
Ignatius actually fired the gun at you, Coletta?
I thought I'd be dead. He tell me that the gun didn't have no bullets and then he pointed at me. I hear click and then boom.
Oh, lad.
Watch the hole the bullet left in the wall.
Yes, Ignatius is a lunatic.
Then Pontapado, he think it's a joke. Wongy, the man is pure evil, and I don't ever want anything to do with him again.
You should report him to the police.
And the next thing, they find me body in some trench. I don't know who Ignatius could pay off.
You gotta have faith in the law, Coletta.
I gotta have some common sense.
So you just go keep hiding away in your house? You still got the people who voted for you depending on you?
After all the stupidness I do with Ignatius, maybe I shouldn't be a consul. Let the people who really care take over.
So you're going to just resign?
I think this is the right thing to do.
Look, as far as I know, Ignatius can be off the council.
Which he rightfully deserves.
Well, then you ain't got to go nowhere.
Let me ask you something.
What?
You still supporting Ignatius in he campaign against the development plan?
No. I turn with Ignatius and his foolishness. I support him what is best for the people and myself.
Well, it's good all we wake up.
I want to see that we have not only a prosperous religion, but a safe religion too. My main concern right now is security for business for people like me.
So the only reason you start supporting is for your own selfish gain?
No, man, Carletta, I care about the people.
Well, whatever the reason, I'm glad you come around, because Ignatius would drag all we straight to hell with you.
June, you seem upset.
Sister Patsy, I really don't appreciate you showing up so often at my house to see my father.
Cecil and I are friends. We elderly people have to find ways to support each other.
I understand that. But we all know you have an agenda. My parents are still married and you need to respect that.
Well, according to Cecil, that won't be the case for much longer.
What are you hoping to accomplish, Sister Patsy?
I'm a woman who likes to go where the tide takes me.
Well, I would appreciate it if you no longer come to my house to see my father. I have respect for my mother, and I don't want to give her the impression that I'm supporting your shenanigans when it comes to my father.
Oh, June, am I that threatening?
Actually, you're not. I just don't want you at my house anymore, and I don't know what my father sees in you. But trust me, this won't amount to anything.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Have you no shame, Sister Patsy? I mean, you have had so many affairs in this village, and it's no secret.
I don't deny that I have a past, but it is the past.
My father is not that young, vigorous type of man you're accustomed to. I'm sure you realize that.
Oh, June, let me be the judge of that. They don't have Capadula and Viagra for nothing.
What is this? You want to kill my father?
Oh, far from it, June. I plan to make Cecil feel nothing but pleasure. Huh? Enjoy the rest of the day, sweetheart. Bye!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.